And this is Mike Osborne in the WMOT newsroom. A veteran Tennessee political analyst is crediting Bill Lee's advertising strategy for his win in last week's Republican primary for governor. Middle Tennessee state political scientist Kent Seiler says the Franklin businessman had less money than his opponents, less name recognition going into the race, and less political experience. But Bill Lee won the contest by a decisive 12-point margin. Professor Seiler says the political novice's TV ads were extremely effective.
A person willing to deceive, say anything, do anything to get elected. Is that who you want as governor?
He looked sincere when he was talking to the camera, and I think that helped his message resonate.
Seiler also notes that Bill Lee chose not to use attack ads when his opponents went negative late in the campaign. Seiler says Lee's strategy was surprisingly subtle.
All these dishonest attack ads, they're a great example of what's wrong with politics. I'm not going down that road. It's not who I am.
He responded with a kind of attack on negative advertising, which, interestingly, was still a pretty good attack on his opponents and their tactics, even saying it kind of shows you what kind of people they are.
Lee faces off in November against former Nashville Mayor Carl Dean. Dean won the Democratic primary for governor in a landslide, beating out Tennessee House Minority Caucus leader Craig Fitzhugh. Both Dean and Bill Lee were the moderate candidates in their respective races. Mike Osborne, WMOT News.